Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Major League Baseball's steroid era is supposed to be over, at least according to Major League Baseball, but that doesn't mean that some players aren't still breaking the rules and getting caught. On Wednesday, the reigning MVP of the All-Star Game, San Francisco Giants outfielder Melky Cabrera, was suspended for 50 games on the basis of a positive test for synthetic testosterone. Joining me now is Vic Tafer of the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
Cabrera is the fourth major league player suspended this season for drug use. As you wrote this week, to his credit, when he was informed of the positive test, Cabrera didn't blame a tainted health food snack. He acknowledged that he had cheated. Did that surprise you?
It did, and I will also say that months ago there were rumors about this, and he was asked about it, and he denied it then, which is also understandable. If it was just rumors, why would you cop to it then? But once it came out that he had done it, he just had a statement saying, yeah, you know, I did it. I regret doing it. I apologize. And, you know, let's kind of, in a sense, let's move on. I think that's kind of very forward-thinking for players today. I think it's a good start for this topic.
Cabrera was hitting .346. He had 60 runs batted in. How do his teammates feel about the fact that his bat will be absent from the lineup for 50 games because he got caught cheating?
Yeah, I'm sure there's anger. I mean, obviously, I think there's going to be different reactions. But I think the underlying thing in these clubhouses is that, you know, a lot of players are doing stuff that everyone is trying to be better, and everyone's taking, you know, the latest in medicine, and they're getting help from specialized trainers. And there's a fine line between, you know, doing your best and possibly cheating. I think a lot of guys walk that line, some even go over it. So I can't believe there's a lot of shock, you know, behind the scenes in the Giants locker room.
What about the fans? They went through the long, miserable Barry Bonds saga, and now Cabrera out for 50 games. What's the mood among the paying customers?
Again, I think it's the first reaction is definitely anger. Obviously, they're having a good year. He's been phenomenal. And this kind of maybe helps explain why he's had such a huge rise in production in the last couple of years. He was, you know, maybe a slightly above average player a couple of years ago. In the last 2 years, he's been off the charts. So I just think that it's obviously there's anger. But once the suspension's up, if they do make the playoffs, he's eligible to play again. And I'm sure teammates and fans will all welcome him back with open arms and say, hey, you're hitting third. Let's go get him.
Travers Tigert, the CEO of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, has called synthetic testosterone the current, quote, drug of choice because apparently the risk of getting caught is very low. I wonder if Cabrera got caught because he cheated or because he cheated really clumsily.
Yeah, I think it was the latter. I think there are so many ways you can get by these days, and I think I read somewhere just this morning that if baseball really wanted to tackle this and try and eliminate all of this stuff, it would cost like $150 million more dollars to really upgrade the testing, which, that's a lot of money, and I just don't know if that's something they really want to do. So I just think that there's a fine line. Obviously, Cabrera crossed it. He may have been clumsy or he may have been a little stupid, but that's a fine line players are going to push.
Vic Tafer is a staff writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. Vic, thank you very much for speaking with me.
All right, take care.